Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back to another edition, another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yep, I'm your host. I'm Devin Ellington at DALE007 on Twitter. This is at Hootball Gaming. You'll find us there or at Hootball Tweets. But most importantly, go check the motherboard, mothership out of hoop-ball.com, hoop-ball.com. That's where you'll find 100% plus some of all of our content, write-ups, wager pass, DFS pass, fantasy articles, you know, draft kit, in-season tools, everything for the NBA fantasy world. Like I said, I got some premium stuff to talk about over there. We do have the Hoopball 360, which will be all-encompassing. It will get you every single level and every package. You get access to all of the Discord stuff, Discord servers. We've got individualized servers for each NBA team. We've got it for each DFS, iNewt detail. So, but nonetheless, we got a fun show today to get into. Going to have my main man, Vince, right beside me for the whole thing. We're going to get into some fun NBA action, college hoops preview, some NFL, little fight stuff. If there's some recap to do, see what Vince is feeling, see what we're feeling. Vince, how you doing, boss?
I'm good, man. Just trying to catch this live bet of the Spurs and Blazers. So I was so just to be clear, the Blazers got off to a little bit of a lead, and it was positive money to bet on the Spurs money line. I think the Spurs are winning this game. I think they're just starting off a little bit slow.
Just tied up, 25-25.
Yes, dude, and it's bugging me because they're not letting me hit this live bet, and it keeps, like, lagging out, and I really think the Spurs are going to win this game. I damn near want to see the Blazers go up by, like, 7 points early and fade as they always do heading into the second half.
Yeah, I think that's a great call. You know, pre-flop, and I'm actually looking at it right here in time, play-by-play. I had it pre-flop Spurs minus one. The line moved from the plus money or plus, you know, them getting points to them being the favorite. So I thought that was fishy. And, you know, the Spurs have always matched up really well against this Portland team. And then Nurkic, he's still not 100%, obviously. So thought this could be a low spot for Portland.
Yeah, I like the Spurs all day today. Yeah. Before, I didn't even know McCollum was out on the news.
Oh, shoot,
me neither. I was so focused on the UFC that I didn't know that he was out. But I knew Nurkic with a broken wrist was out. I don't trust Cantor guarding Aldridge. They're too ISO heavy. So, I mean, you're going to see a lot of Gary Trent Jr., which you are already. I just think the Spurs are going to – I think they're going to get it. And the line is just not moving in my favor.
Right. So they know something that we do also. You know, they're holding out because they're scared. They're scared. Some other action that's going on in the NBA. And, you know, the main, you know, the reasoning for all this NBA today is because of, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King. So make sure to pay, you know, respects and homage to that in whichever capacity that you see fit and you believe and need to. But, you know, it's always something that's been critical in the history books that I read. And, you know, I appreciate everything that the Reverend did for this country. So now we get some basketball all day in his namesake. And, you know, why not? So Minnesota, Atlanta going right now, 12 point lead for Atlanta. Don't know if Vince, you got any live betting guru stuff on that game? Just watching the Spurs.
I'm just watching the Spurs, but earlier today I did a, I did take the Timberwolves plus 8.5. I just thought that maybe they would be able to keep some intensity in the game. I mean, it's still early. I'm kind of in the money by a half a point right now. Just the Hawks, I don't trust the Hawks defense, and it can go in a turn. I did make a lottery ticket, a Martin Luther King lottery ticket today. It's a $2.50 lottery ticket. I don't know. And I've already hit one of the games. It's the Knicks. So I have Knicks money line, Timberwolves plus 8.5, Heat minus 4.5, Blazers plus 3.5, which I don't think it's hitting. Again, it's a lotto ticket. Suns minus 4, Mavs plus 6.5. Brooklyn straight up against the Milwaukee Bucks, even though I think the Bucks are going to win that game. The Bulls plus 3 and the Golden State Warriors plus 10. That $2.50, guys, this is why it's called a lottery ticket, pays $502.
Wowzers.
So I made a Martin Luther King Day lotto ticket. You never know. It hits.
Yeah. Well, so far, so good. And I'm sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies, Vince. I'd love to hear about that in the Discord and the WhatsApp chats. You know, I would love to hear like the tracking of that. And if it hits, you know, that would be super, super awesome. And let's all wish Vince some good luck tonight, y'all.
But I'll be honest, before we move on, like, I really can care less if that hits. My biggest money is on that buck. I was on the Bucks money line today.
Uh-huh.
Like I have a solid 3 units on, like, maybe even more than that, dude. I went big Bucks.
One Bucks minus 160.
Yeah, and well, before the Kyrie news, they were minus 125.
Oh,
so that's where I got it, and I feel like they're just gonna win. I don't know. I mean, we can talk about it later. I just don't know how Brooklyn can keep up with that size and depth that Milwaukee has. I mean, they need KD and Harden to do everything. I get offensively they're going to put up points, but I don't know how they're going to slow down the Bucks. And the Bucks can throw so many people at Harden and KD to where they can at least attempt to slow them down, or at least say, hey, have the other guy beat me, which I'm okay with if it's Bruce Brown or DeAndre Jordan
or as Karuch, the guys that are
going to be trying to beat me. Yeah, exactly. Well, Karuch got traded. So
Oh, that's right.
Be like Shamit or something, Shamit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, other than the size of DeAndre Jordan, I don't really know what they would combat Giannis and even Chris Middleton's length with. You know, I guess you could say KD and on Chris Middleton. That's actually going to be pretty fun. Put KD on Giannis.
Okay. Then who's stopping Drew Holiday?
Mr. DiCenzo. He gets like 1.5-2 steals a game. He's a pretty good guard defender.
He's on the Bucks though, so I mean,
oh,
like,
my goodness, I'm all out of whack. Look at this.
I just don't know who's stopping Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I just don't know who's. I mean, Joe Harris is good. Joe Harris, I think, is going to be the sneakiest DFS play today. I think he's getting well above his value. I think I saw he's only $4,700 on DFS today. I like him a lot. I think he's going to have a lot of wide open threes. It's going to come down to the other guys, but I am very, very, very big on the Bucks. The Bucks are my favorites still at this point to come out of the East, even after this trade. Oh, man, here it comes again, man. Here comes the Blazers. Blazers, stay tough, bro. I'm all over the place, but it's because my money's out there today, guys.
32-31. 11 minutes, 15 seconds in the second.
I need the Blazers to go up by Spurs 5. Up. I need the Blazers to go up by 5. That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, we talked about the Knicks already wrapping up. I put a slight sprinkle, just kind of lean over on the 206.5 total. Thought it was going to be a little more loosey juicy than it was today. Knicks, man, Tom Thibodeau with that defense.
Yeah, because their offense was horrible. And that fourth quarter was scary. I had $200 on the Knicks money line. And it was literally the most gut-punching fourth quarter ever. And honestly, there was a move that Julius Randle made, in my opinion. The announcers kind of said it could have been a charge, but they were like leaning Knicks because it was a Knicks broadcast. it was a charge, bro. Like, it was a full-on charge. That should have went the other way. We got lucky. I don't care. I'm going to take it. Aaron Gordon couldn't make a three to close it.
Yeah.
Terrence Ross is an assassin for those random jump shots when there's no time left. Terrence Ross is so good at it. Like, I've seen him do it so many times. I've seen him do it live in Sacramento. It's the most annoying thing to see. But it was a fun game. We won money. We're starting our MLK Day off right. You know what I mean? So let's keep this money going, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got some other games that are going to be going. I think I heard some rumblings that Phoenix and Memphis could be like postponed today. There was like some stuff going on. You know, it's scheduled for 4 o'clock, but I just kind of got a couple of alerts or just some concerns being tossed around in the Discord and then on Twitter.
Right.
And then the Wizards Hornets game was postponed.
Yeah, the Wizards definitely got postponed.
So keep an eye on the Phoenix Memphis game, y'all, if that's one of the games that you were looking at to bet on. I sprinkled something on the under of 223. I might go ahead and just see about buying that bet back or canceling that out because, you know, I think the reports are ramping up a little more about this game. Dallas and Toronto. Dallas, you know, I went ahead and took the +4. I think they win this game outright. Toronto's playing in Tampa Bay. They're not truly playing in Toronto, obviously, with everything going on. Dallas, pretty decent road team. I think a lot of points can be scored in this game, to be honest.
Yeah, I got the over on 220. Yeah. I also have Dallas +5.5. I bought the extra half a point just because for some, I don't know why the Raptors would really be favorited. The Mavs have shown that Kristaps is already ready to take on a big minutes. He's scoring. Doncic is playing at such a high level right now. And the Raptors, man, they go through like these dry spells in like every game where they just can't get a bucket to go down. And then they turn it on in the fourth quarter because defensively they're really good. I think this is going to be one of the more fun games to watch today just in terms of pace, not necessarily a lot of defense, but you're going to see a lot of back and forth. I think Luka Doncic is just going to put on a show. I think this is also going to be a Freddie VanVleet type of game.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when he gets to go off because he does those three-pointers that go so high in the air that the camera barely sees it. And those are like my favorite threes to see from Freddie VanVleet. Yeah. And then, yeah, so like I said, I got over 220. I got +5 for the Mavs. And I think the over-under was 15.5 points for Kristaps, and I went on the over with that as well. But let me double check if I did that one and if that's the right point spread that I'm thinking of as I pull that up. I take that back. It was Kyle Lowry 17.5, and that's what I took. And I still think the over on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dallas against guards are a little suspect. And, you know, like we both said, I think there could be a lot of points scored in this. So that's a good spot, in my opinion. Just tossing this one out there. Not that it's a major, you know, 2-3 unit wager pass play, but Golden State, Lakers. I went in and took Golden State +9. It's down to 8.5. It opened at 10. So, you know, ball's kind of rolling in favor of Golden State as far as line movement goes. I think that they can keep it within 5. They've got some pretty cool young pieces on that bench in Golden State with Toscano Anderson. You know, Draymond's a little healthier now and they're getting inundated. Wiggins, you know, he needs to step up. Golden State, you know, having the, you know, what's that called? Leg up advantage with the guards right now. I think having Curry against the Lakers, you know, being a weak defensive team against guards, point guards specifically, I think that, you know, it's a good spot for him, +9.
Yeah, that's a lot of points to give the Warriors. Now, my only counter to it is I have no idea who's slowing down anybody in the post for the Lakers. I think from Montrez to AD, Marcus Gasol, who is grabbing a rebound over these guys? The Warriors have no size. I don't trust Kevin Looney. Wiseman's been good, not great. Draymond's going to have to be the bruiser down low. I haven't really truly trusted his cardio yet this season, even though he has been playing better as of late. It's going to come down to if Kelly Oubre can step it up, because Wiggins has been better. Curry's been Curry. Draymond's setting up everybody, but Oubre has not been knocking down any of his shots. I think he went 3 for 10 in his last game, which is just horrible. He's going to need to knock down threes, because like you said, the only advantage the Warriors really have in this game is going to be their guard play and how well they can attack with the three. It's going to be 2 for 3. That's how they're going to try and beat the Lakers. But that's just so many points, again, on a big stage.
But Curry's going to have to drop like 35.
I don't trust it. I mean, if I had to lean either way, the line did start at like 10 points. I'm maybe still leaning Lakers -8.5 just because I really don't see how the Warriors slow them down at all.
Right. I can agree with you, especially on the size aspect. Didn't really take that into consideration until you spoke it out loud. So thank you for that. Houston, Chicago. This is going to be interesting. You know, I like the Chicago team. We've kind of had a couple of games in a row where we bet on them within the HoopBall community. And, you know, interesting spot here. They're at home. They're the dog. They're +120 on the money line. I kind of just want to take the Bulls straight up. Duh, Bulls. You know, like I did it last time and it worked. So I might try it again here.
Yeah, I like the Bulls in this game too. I took the points. This is Victor Oladipo's debut. Yeah. There's no John Wall though, so no, I mean, I think that's a benefit to Oladipo.
Cousins
or,
is in,
or it's not. So that's the crazy thing. But it's going to be the Christian Wood Oladipo show. PJ Tucker is going to need to play big. The problem is I don't like how the Bulls have been playing offensively. Like they're starting to kind of be Portland, where it's too much isolation. They used to screen, handoff screens, drive kicks. Just give Kobe the ball. Kobe White needs the ball because he's the only real distributor out there. Like it's
well, and his drive kickouts to Zach LaVine, you know, those work. Otto Porter's going to be out, so they don't have that veteran mid-range guy. So
Patrick Williams has been good though.
Yeah.
And Cousins is playing.
Yeah.
Cleared with his
if he
ankle.
Doesn't get ejected in the first quarter.
That's true.
What's the over under on his technical fouls tonight? If it's a half, I'm taking the over. If it's one, I might take the over.
I have no idea. I would I think I'm with you though. I think value wise you go with the Bulls +115. They're at home. Rockets are adding in Victor Oladipo. How aggressive is he gonna be? I think is gonna be key here. Eric Gordon's going to need to step up. PJ Tucker. I mean, a lot of people are just going to have to make shots. It's going to be a post game, really. I think you're going to see a lot of Christian Wood and Boogie Cousins, mainly Christian Wood, being the focal point of their offense. But I think I'm with you, man. I think I'm rolling with the Bulls.
The Bulls. All right. You prefaced Miami, Detroit in your Martin Luther King lottery ticket parlay. And you said you were on the side of Miami at -5, -5.5. Where'd you get that one?
Let me see here. I have
it's at Miami. 6.5 right now.
I have Miami -4.5. I bought 1.5 points.
There we go. Yeah.
I bought the 1.5 points. And it still puts you at like only -140, even if you did buy that extra point and a half or whatever. But now it's up to 6.5. There's still no Jimmy Butler. Tyler Hero is still listed as questionable. There's a lot of question marks there, but the Pistons are horrible. Like, they're just so bad. You never know what kind of guard you're going to actually see, like what guard play you're getting. Is Josh Jackson actually going to show up, or is he going to just go throwing the ball at the rim and hope that four of them drop after 12 attempts? Is Blake Griffin going to actually show up and play? Because he's been hit or miss every time I watch him. Jeremy Grant's been my favorite player. Him and Mason Plumlee have been the most fun to watch on that team. They don't have Killian Hayes. DeLon Wright's been – is he even out there playing when he's out there playing?
I don't understand what he does. He has
– he's supposed to be a good player. That's the problem. He's supposed to be good, and he's not. I remember, like, a few years ago, like, that was – and when he was in Dallas, he was AB's, like guy. He was like, man, don't drop him. I want DeLon Wright. Get me DeLon Wright. Now he has his opportunities here. He's just been bad. I can't even explain it. He's been horrible.
Well, like you said, Jeremy Grant definitely taking advantage of his, you know, opportunities. That guy's playing career best numbers this year, putting it up, you know, in every which way. Mm-hmm. Defensive stats are there. One thing that I think we need to look at and take a peek at and talk about is the important dynamic of who is refereeing this game. So I'm just going to throw this out there. Tony Brown, the teams that are a home ATS, you know, their home ATS record, which in this case would be the Heat, are 1-7 in games that Tony Brown referees in. But then here you got this, though. You got Natalie Sego. She's also on this officiating crew. Home team ATS records for her are 6-2. So we got some conflicting data with the referee assignments.
It's going to come down to that fourth quarter and where they're standing. Yeah. The Bulls are going to be just chucking up threes. And so
Pistons.
Oh, yeah. The Pistons are going to just be trying to drive. I was looking at it as the Rockets game. So if we're looking at Miami, you're going to need that home lady down there at the post so Bam can do work and get those foul calls in the fourth.
Right.
If Hero doesn't play, I think that's a big hit to the Heat. In my opinion, he is going to play. But if he doesn't, Duncan Robinson's going to have to be big. But Bam's going to just have to take over. This could be the Bam show.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to have to be. I mean, he's been doing all right so far this year. He's been producing numbers. But, I mean, he was so good last year that it's kind of hard to, you know, follow that up and keep it up, especially with the deep run they had. You know, he got hurt, you know, in the last two games. Some ligament stuff in his hand, I think.
It should be noted, though, that as much as we talk about this game, there's like a pretty good chance this game doesn't even happen today. They've already talked about it being it's already been postponed. This game was supposed to happen, I think, at noon. Like, this game should have already tipped off.
They
pushed it back to 5:00. And now there's early signs that it could just get postponed and get pushed. Yeah. So,
well, in that case, listeners, there you go. You got all sorts of information about Detroit and Miami and Tony Brown and Natalie Sego as the officiating crew. Put that in your storage bank and save it for a rainy day. So,
MLK Day, guys, just bet on the Bucks. Your money will win. The Nets are not beating the Bucks today. I don't care if they're on the road. I believe it.
And bet on the Bulls. The Bulls.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Any more NBA stuff? You got any other prop bets you want to throw out there before I transition to talking about Manscaped?
No, go ahead and talk about Manscaped, because I really am just trying to watch this Blazers team fight their way back.
Yeah. All right. I'll buy you a couple minutes here. All right. So, speaking of Manscaped, y'all, the Weed Whacker just came out. It's a new dual blade, dual motor, lithium battery powered trimmer. It's going to take care of all those sensitive spots with no tug technology. It's smooth, it's glideless, and it seamlessly takes care of all those tricky hairs that come out of those weird holes like your nostrils and your ear orifices. I've never said so many gross words in a row, but you know, make them ungross with the Weed Whacker. And then also, you got to use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20, over at manscaped.com. You're going to get free shipping plus 20% off. So we take care of the tax plus some, and then you'll get some great products. Go ahead and get the full care kit while you're at it. It's a shave kit with some face scrub for us men, penetrates the beards. And then we also got a shampoo in there. And then there's some different oils. I believe there's a pair of underwear and then a travel shave kit. So use HOOPBALL20. Go over there, check the Weed Whacker out. Lawnmower 3.0, still amazing. Came out towards the summertime, but still powering on waterproof technology. you know, you can do your business in the shower if you need to, and cleanup's a little easier in my experience. So HoopBall20, use that promo code, and that takes care of that. Vince, I'm going to toss some college basketball stuff out real quick, if you don't mind.
Throw it. Give it some heat. All right.
All righty. So, and take this with a grain of salt, because I'm currently looking for UNC Wilmington to come back and win by two. They're down by four against Townsend. And then Western Carolina is down by 20 against Samford going into halftime, and I had them minus two. So not looking at a very solid start to the college basketball sector today, guys. But that's what, you know, is fun, is the nightcap victories that come in, and they kind of sweeten the day for you. And my first one is the under in the St. Joe's LaSalle game. Under 145.5 is where I've got it. 3 p.m. tip. So coming up real quickly in the next 6 minutes. So I need to get we need to get this out quick. I didn't realize how quick that opened up. So yeah, under 145.5, inefficient offenses. I love LaSalle's defense from time to time, and when they have a good matchup, I believe they do against St. Joe's. St. Joe's returned nobody. They're like the third worst team as far as returning production, and you know, from last year and the continuity. So it's a good spot for LaSalle, in my opinion, and under 145.5. I like Wyoming minus two. It opened as a pick 'em. It's at 3.5 right now. I got the two. It kept rising against Air Force. This Air Force team has shown me nothing but inconsistency and gaping holes in their defense, especially on transition. Wyoming's a really good, solid backcourt, and so they can get some blocks and steals and then go ahead and just get down the court and run with it. And they can operate in the half court, which Air Force has some issues defending as well. So Wyoming minus two for me, you're not going to get as good of a value. It's at 3.5, but I like it up to five. You know, they could maybe even win by double digits, in my opinion. They're going on the road. It's at Air Force, but, you know. New Mexico, UNLV. I like the over 139. UNLV, the running Rebels, you know, they run. That's what they do. And the Lobos are an aggressive basketball team with some good upperclassmen operating with some experience. They get to the line, their free throw attempt rate's pretty high, and they play savvy, cerebral basketball. I really like what UNLV does all around, though. They're long, and they get some blocks, and they get some steals, and then they run. So, Vince, I know you've been all over this NBA. Did you look at any college ball for today? There is a big matchup between Kansas and Baylor in the Big 12.
I'll be honest, I've been all over this NBA card. Yeah. I've been all over it.
These all day NBA cards are so fun.
I woke up at 7:30 this morning already looking at the lines. That's why I had the Knicks money line early, because it was changing. Like they were the underdogs, like big. Like I think they were like -115. Or like -120. And so I just kept like waiting and waiting. Like I was just trying to see like who's playing, who's not. Are they starting Austin Rivers? Or are they going to stay with Reggie Bullock? Because I like the Reggie Bullock lineup better. And yeah, they did. And then the line went down to only +105 where I got in at, and, you know, made a little bit of change today, which is awesome. That's all you ever really want to do.
And good money line wins. Good. Always good.
Yeah. And then I did the 6-point teaser that they allowed me to do that hasn't even tipped off yet. And I guess I could have told you guys about this one too. They're doing a sweetheart teaser right now. It's actually 7 points. So you can do like Bucks +3.5, Dallas +12, and Phoenix +1.5. Again, it's a 7-point teaser on those three teams, and it pays even money. And in my opinion, those all hit in terms of, I think all three of those teams win. So to get them like with plus points out on an even money bet, I did that today as well. Right. And then, of course, I told you guys about my $2 lottery ticket just to, like, you know, have a lottery ticket out there. If I'm not going to go to the store and buy one to actually win the big lotto, so why not just throw $2 and see if luck is ever on my side.
Right. You know, ain't nothing wrong with a couple scratch-offs or some Keno, and that's essentially what we're doing with those parlays. So,
hey, look, a New York hit. Minnesota just came back. They're only down by 2 points right now here in the third. They were just down by 11. So yeah. They're down by two. I told you, I don't trust that Hawks team to save my life. I don't know what team is going to be showing up on a nightly basis, let alone a minute-to-minute basis. And then you got Portland, who was just down by 10. Now they're down by four heading into the end of the second. So we got nothing but time, nothing but hope, and fingers crossed over here. You know what I mean? The only thing that scares me, though, is like if I do have a chance of hitting this lottery ticket, that means that the Bucks have to lose, and I don't want that. Like, oh, I don't. True. That's the only thing I don't want to happen. Or I want that lotto ticket to hit because then I'll feel a little bit better.
Right, right. Yeah. There's always hedging to be done. And, you know, speaking of hedging and live betting and these lines and everything, you know, we talk about them all the time, but we are pushing, you know, new memberships like crazy because we're growing abundantly, y'all. And not everyone has used my bookie, and then not anyone or everyone's familiar with them, but that's what we're here for. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about them right now. So you go over to mybookie.ag, you sign up, you use promo code HOOPBALL to let them know that we sent you, HOOPBALL. So HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Do that. Take advantage of these sweetheart teasers like Vince was talking about. Take advantage of the friendly and prompt customer service and the diverse game sets that they have in there. I'd play blackjack at least three times a week. And then I dropped some roulette in my first roulette experience. I got that because of my bookie. You know, I've been to tons of casinos and never played, but hey, my bookie had it, so I played it. Head over there, use the promo code. Enjoy your deposit bonus. You don't have to sign up for a deposit bonus or not if you want, as long as you just tell them HoopBALL sent you. You know, that's the important part. We're growing our family. We're helping you win some clams, and you're helping us by trusting us and being a part of this endeavor and joining mybookie.ag. So go over there, partner with us, partner with them. Mybookie.ag, bet, win, get paid. All right.
And by the way, I get a question about this all the time. Like when I tell people to go like my bookie and stuff like that, the withdrawing of your money is what everyone asks. Like, can you withdraw right away? How long does it take? And things like that. What I will say is it depends on how you're willing to get your money. Mm-hmm. Your best bet for it is to use the Bitcoin withdrawal. And whether you believe in Bitcoin or not, it's the fastest way to get your money. So I withdrew. And by I think the early time the next day, so it took one day total, and I got all my money. And it goes from, and so I use Cash App. I use my Cash App wallet and use the Bitcoin side of it, and then submit my Bitcoin wallet over to there. It goes into then my Cash App. I sell all my Bitcoin there on Cash App. It turns into real cash. And then you can do the instant into your account from there. So again, takes one full day, 24 hours. I think the max it can take is 48 when you do it the Bitcoin way. But yeah, if you guys are wondering how long did it take, the easiest answer is to say it depends on how fast you need your money and how much you're willing to work for. Like if you're not in a rush for it, you just want them to mail you a check. They do mail you a check. It takes a little bit longer for you to get your money that way. But fastest way, easiest way possible, just use Bitcoin. I say use Cash App. It's the easiest.
Yeah. I've been hearing a lot about Cash App and the utilization of their Bitcoin sector. I'm familiar with Coinbase. So
yeah,
just throw a couple others out. I don't know. Maybe we're helping y'all. Hopefully we are. Vince with the breakdown. And we don't only break down cards, but we break down how to get you money and how to get it out. So conviction and value, you know, you got to have it. You got to get that money. So
it's easy for us to tell you, you know, take these picks. And then you finally start hitting and you're like, all right, I want to leave. You got to know how to leave too. And we're here to help you with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to walk away from the table.
We are well-rounded over here. And Vince, we don't have any fights coming up this weekend. This last weekend was a pretty big weekend, big card. So are we?
Heck yes, it was. It was a great weekend. First fight of the 2021 for UFC. Thank you for bringing it up. By the way, guys, I told you on the last show, Joaquin Buckley was all hype. That line was crazy. -235 as a favorite? Are you kidding me? The only reason why that guy even had that major of a line here, Devin, was because he had the knockout kick of the year last year. That's it. That's the only reason why that line was. The dude still works at Target. He's not even fully getting the UFC. I'm not saying people that work at Target are a fighter. You don't have that second job. It makes you feel half out. He got knockout kick of the year. It was amazing. This other guy was a complete opposite type of fighter of what he was. And guess what? First round, it was over. Joaquin Buckley, -35 favorite. Give me that. That's a cash. I'm taking that underdog all day. Cash that out. Carlos Condit got me, but Max Holloway. Whew! Blessed Holloway is amazing. There was a point in that fight, and I think I'll post it later on Twitter just because, or you can just look it up on YouTube regardless. But if you want to see it on Twitter, at VM Center. He was talking to the announcers. Say I'm looking at you right now, right? Devin, you and I are eye to eye. He was doing this, looking past you, and then punched Cater in the face and then dodged all of his hits, not looking at him. Crazy. Yeah. Ridiculous. Talking the entire time. He looked like he was gaining more energy into the championship rounds. And I've said this countless times. Max Holloway should have won. He should have never lost his belt to Volkanovski. He is still the champion in my eyes. He won both of those fights. Maybe the first one was a coin flip. The second one, in my opinion, he definitely won three rounds. It's not even a debate to me. So I say he's the best, and it's crazy that the absolute best in that division isn't even your champion. So the rest has got to be scared, and there's going to be some good fights there between 3, 4, 5. And then Brian Ortega's coming up. That's coming in March. Oh, my goodness. And then, Devin, you asked me, is there a fight this weekend? It's the return of the Notorious One.
Oh, yeah.
It's Conor McGregor.
Right.
Saturday, January 24th.
Yeah.
Against Dustin the Diamond Poirier. Are you cheesing rice and me right now? Goodness gracious, I'm excited. Oh, man. And can I be honest with you? I love Conor McGregor. I'm so glad that he's back. But that he to be favorited this much after this big of a layoff in his last fight, let's be honest, everybody. It was Donald Cowboy Cerrone. The old man is already halfway out the door. That's why he got a draw decision in his last fight against an absolute nobody. Conor McGregor has not fought anybody real since Khabib. Let's be honest. Dustin Poirier has just recently lost to Khabib, was in one of the Fight of the Year contenders with what's his name? Dustin Poirier fought – oh, his name – Dan Hooker. I knew it would come to me. He just fought Dan Hooker in an amazing fight. Dustin Poirier is great in this weight class. I know it, they keep hyping up that McGregor beat him. It was a smaller weight class. Poirier had to do a bigger weight cut. This is not going to be no 60-second knockout. This is going to be a swing. This is going to be one of the fights of the year. It's going to be the biggest pay-per-view of the year. I don't care what anybody says. You can do the biggest fight card ever. This one's going to beat it just because Conor McGregor's on it. Dustin Poirier is going for the win. And, man, am I excited for this fight. It's going to be amazing. And, by the way, I'm taking that underdog. I already made the bet today. I'm taking +245 for Dustin the Diamond Poirier. It's too good of an odds. It's too good of an odds to not want to go with the guy who's been more active.
Right. I mean, having a big layoff in a sport like that, I mean, that's just – or any sport. But, I mean, something like that against, like you said, the level of competition that is, you know, above Cerrone.
Yeah, that 155 class is crazy, man. Oh my God. Speaking of Dan Hooker, the guy that Dustin Poirier fought and beat in one of the, you know, Fight of the Year contenders last year, he's fighting as the co-main event against Michael Chandler. My goodness. Another great fight. Oh man. Is it going to be wrestling? Is it going to be stand-up? We really don't know. Michael Chandler was the backup for the Gaethje Khabib fight. He walked in right into the UFC and they said, you know what? You're the backup for the title. That means that the UFC has high expectations for this guy. And I love Dan Hooker. Dan Hooker was on title shot trajectory before he met Dustin the Diamond Poirier and felt that pressure. Cause you know where diamonds are made, right?
In the dirt.
Under pressure.
Under pressure.
That's what he's going to be doing on Conor McGregor. Look, yeah. I'm not even a Dustin Poirier fan, but when the lines are like that, I am. So let's go Diamond.
Tons of value. I mean, I can't believe he's that big of an underdog. So, well, I think I'm about tapped on the basketball side. We got some NFL to look at closer to the weekend. I know we didn't get to it today. I'm going to start diving into some puck stuff, get some, I'm going to reach out to some folks, try to get some real good professional analysts as far as some hockey goes. I want to start getting some puck plays for y'all. You know, I do like hockey, but man, it's all these sports and seasons they're all together right now. I mean, we just finished college football, but yet we still have tons of basketball, both pro and college, and then football. And then I swear baseball is right around the corner. I mean, it's about to happen. So I can't not pay attention to that and the trades and the prospects. So it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's
kind of exasperating.
It's a good time to be a sports fan right now.
Let's
put it that way. By the way, speaking of the weekend in football, how about the Buccaneers being the underdog money line? Hitter, and then to have the Bills were only were 3-point favorites in that game. Obviously, I took the money line. I wasn't that confident, but I took all my friends' money that were on the Lamar Jackson hype.
Yep.
Let's go! My goodness, and then to see the Chiefs,
yeah,
Patrick Mahomes, and still hold on to get a win on that stupid NFL call. It's good. It's good. I didn't want to see the Browns make it to the next round. They didn't show up until the second half,
So
it wouldn't have been fun to see them in this next game. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm putting it out there. Packers are winning the Super Bowl this year.
Ooh.
Let's go, Green Bay. Let's go, Aaron Rodgers. And if you guys don't know from the last show, I am a Packer fan, and I am rooting for my team because he's a bad man, and he's going to get TDs, and we're going to see Green Bay raise that trophy, bring it back where it belongs.
Well, hopefully this matchup goes better than the week 4 or week 5 matchup.
We don't bring that up. It's the past. Yeah. We don't really see the future.
Honestly, Green Bay, different team from that standpoint, from then to now. I hope Buffalo makes it to the Super Bowl. I just want to see it. It would be so exciting. Buffalo, Green Bay, Super Bowl, I think that would be pretty tight. I could honestly live with that. So, I like Josh Allen. I like Aaron Rodgers. And I really like the secondary of Buffalo. I just hope, you know, Mahomes is all right. Cause that was a weird kind of injury. You know, he didn't get, it wasn't a lot of collision. It was just like a weird pinch tug kind of thing.
It looked like he pulled his neck out.
Yeah.
But so according to Andy Reid this morning, he said that all indications is that he's okay and that he's good. So,
it was probably a major stinger.
I'd be very surprised if he didn't play. But it was scary seeing him stand up and then wobble.
Yeah, Bambi legs.
That's like the getting punched in the jaw. Whoa, right. Wobble, baby. Whoa. You know, that was a little sketch. So
yeah.
It's good that he's going to be okay. And honestly, it's more fun to watch the Chiefs when they're at full power. And you know, I want Aaron Rodgers to take on the best so we can – there's no excuses of why we win again this year, you know, so.
Yeah, I was watching that game when Chad Henne came in, and, you know, I was watching it with a younger person, and he was like, man, I don't even know who Chad Henne is. And I was like, well, let me tell you about Chad Henne.
Watch this interception.
Yeah.
That's Chad Henne.
Yeah. You know, he had some good years in Jacksonville.
I mean.
I said he – he played behind Tom Brady at Michigan. That's who Chad Henne is.
Yep, there you go. That's well known for that.
Anyways, we probably got to send this one out since we got games popping off left and right.
All right, brother. Well, guys, follow me on social media platforms at VM Center. I have a kid yelling at me in the back to help him. So I need to go help that kid real quick. Devin, always fun talking to you guys. Guys, on Twitter, at VM Center, rate, review, subscribe, and remember, if you have a 1-star rating, leave the constructive criticism.
Yeah, we better see the proof pudding. All right, guys, I'm DALE007 on Twitter, at Devin Ellington in real life, and this is, and it has been, a Hoopball Gaming presentation. Go over to hoop-ball.com, check the premium stuff out. don't forget, I'm always sending you all my good vibes and all of my good energies. We'll see you on the next one, and let's win some money tonight.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.